Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Felsk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe LaHude. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews bunts towards first. Felsk scoops it up and throws to first, with Theobald covering, for the out. Kelly moves to second. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Theobald reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude takes first base on ball four. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. LaHude moves to second. Two outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. LaHude moves to third. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and has May trapped. There's the throw to Andrews, who tags May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Auerbach hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Conigliaro for the out. Two outs. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Felsk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaHood for the out. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockwood hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Theobald. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Morales applying the tag. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws May out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Allen reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May is walked intentionally. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing center field. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk is 0 for 2 in the game. Felsk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morales. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Theobald applying the tag. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wood bunts towards first. Felsk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wood for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. LaHood takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 2 in the game. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Heisa pinch hits for Skip Lockwood. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Stevenson now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing second base. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Auerbach hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone, who is chasing the ball. Conigliaro reaches third base with a triple. May goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk is 0 for 3 in the game. Felsk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Conigliaro scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Brock Davis pinch runs for John Felsk. George Scott pinch hits for Joe LaHood. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.